with the advent of some of these Humane Society of the United States state councils, do you anticipate some challenges, maybe additional challenges for livestock producers here within states? I know there's one here in Indiana, there's one in Wisconsin.
Oh, sure. I mean, what happens is, I think the Missouri probably was the home of the very first one, a former lieutenant governor of the state who's a farmer. Went on HSUS payroll. None of us, and we in agriculture are used to working together. We're used to basically agreeing on most things. And all at once, now there are people who are willing to publicize and fund differences amongst farmers. And that's a very difficult thing.
What one piece of advice would you have for folks here in Indiana where maybe the movement like Prop B in Missouri is not here yet, but to prepare in case something like that were to come in?
Well, I would tell you two things. You can't be successful unless everyone works together. But by that I mean that the commodity groups, Farm Bureau, Protect the Harvest, just every organization has to work together. You have to look to allies where you can find them. In our latest statewide race, we found that we actually got a pretty sympathetic ear from some inner city leaders who understood that if you outlaw modern agriculture, food prices were going to go up and their constituents would be directly affected. And so that was an effective part of our campaign, and I wish we had started it earlier. So you have to build broad coalitions, you have to have strong coalitions, and everybody, all the different ag groups and people representing farmers need to communicate.